Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
We're on the air.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. I don't know if we got an official response from Keith, and if me and Nick can go and taste food or not.
If not, any.
Just the one response so far. Can they not RSVP? That's not a yes. That's a shot.
Or was that a yes?
No, I don't think it is.
I'm gonna text it one more time here.
It's not an official yes.
Just say that. So is that a yes?
I think it'd be good. Sip, you're not going to it.
No, I'm not. Jake, I don't know why I'm not. I'm just not.
I think you'd be good to sample that.
I don't.
Why would you not go?
Okay. This is interesting. Yeah, people want to hear about it, honestly.
This is a big thing. They've changed the whole menu at the
stadium. These are a lot of brand new items.
I can tell you I'm not going. I'm not. You won't talk me into it. I don't know why I don't want to go. I don't want to eat it.
Fitness problem or what?
No.
You like to swim?
Will they let you also sample some of the beers, the new beers?
Somebody asked that. Is there beer sampling?
Yeah. Is there beer sampling?
I'm definitely there if that's the case.
And by the way, they're not a fuddy-duddy issue, nothing like that. I got to go at 4 for the press conference. Here's the bottom line. Sean's going. I mean, we're represented. Two of us don't.
On 3.
That's nourishment before the press conference, though.
You won't
be hungry there then.
It's fine. You're going for our show.
Potentially. Yes. I'm going to try to go, but.
Any word from Keith?
Nothing yet. Let me see. Stay tuned. Nothing yet.
Okay.
Keith, we're waiting.
Please weigh in, Keith.
Tomorrow's show depends on you, Keith. No big, no pressure.
Troy Dannon, if you see Keith walking through the hallway, please have him chime in.
It'd be a swim.
Jeffrey
go
Gold,
eat practice.
Please.
Can we go try some food today at practice, or chime at the stadium, excuse me.
Fred Hoiberg, if you see Keith, let him know we'd like to be there for the
with food,
sampling.
It's all we need.
Yes, let him know that.
2:30.
You think there'll be like little sliders for the barbecue?
See, that's what I hope. I don't want like a big full sandwich.
I think it'll be a slider.
Samples.
Nobody's forcing anything down your throat.
I know, but I want to try it all to report back, Sip, for the sake of the show.
I'm just saying you can take one bite.
Then that's wasting food then.
Yeah, true.
I'm not here to waste food either.
Good counterpoint, Jake.
Small samples.
Yes. Wasting of food bothers me.
Absolutely.
It does. All of a sudden, people just take two.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. That's just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
I don't want it. Well, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Just like when Sip throws away a full donut in the trash can after one bite sometimes at the station.
Yeah, it's happened.
I'd find it in my trash can at the old station. Oh, there's a one bite donut in the
Steve,
in my trash can. I assure you that wasn't me.
Anyway, this is... Okay, would you even know where to go?
Nope. I need some Nick knows where to go. He's got the press conference. The press release, excuse me. I don't know where to go.
I think it's East Stadium Plaza.
Okay. I'm just guessing on that. I would have guessed West Stadium, going east. Okay.
It's east.
Okay.
I think the Breakers, I'm going to speak plaza. For the Breakers, would like to have a report in the food.
How about that? A plaza inside the stadium.
For the show's sake tomorrow, I'd like to try it out.
I know. You want to go and
I'm not pleading here. If it doesn't happen, I understand. I didn't RSVP. I didn't know about it.
You weren't aware of RSVP.
Nick did not let me know this at all.
I made that clear that in a text. There was no email received from you. But Keith, if you could have some sort of leniency.
Yeah, forgiveness policy.
That's what we're asking for.
We're asking for leniency is what we're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And a diet plate of cottage cheese for Big Swim.
Yeah.
And these guys aren't obnoxious.
No, we'll be very much
in line.
Proper.
Yeah. Yes.
Won't be a problem at all.
I'm not going to mess up the
Will Chatel be there?
Why wouldn't
my
he be?
My guess would be no. That's my guess.
I hope that he is.
Now, why wouldn't he be?
Yeah. He can write about it. It's a story to write about.
I don't know that you write about this as a
Sean's going to write about it.
He's going to
talk
about it.
Kind of a snippet thing in his, one of his...
he's going to talk about
snippet.
I don't think he's going to...
Oh, he's going to write about it for sure. He'll talk and write about it.
You want to have a conversation? Wouldn't this before... Like Cindy Lang Kubik when she was working at the Journal Star, not Sipple to write about.
People like to know your opinion on food.
I don't think it's...
Unlike when it comes food. To stadium food, we need stadium people.
Yep.
It's true.
Well, am I a stadium person?
Yeah, you're a stadium person. You go to stadiums all
the
time.
I'm not a fan, though. But
you eat press box food, you eat different stuff. They don't all of a sudden, you get the same food in your press box. You don't all of a sudden get, we got spaghetti. You guys don't get spaghetti dinner.
I don't think you send the sports columnist to this. I don't. We don't have to agree on everything.
I think you should go.
We don't agree on much.
I think you should go.
Jake, I'm telling you, I'm not going.
Fine.
You're going.
I will attempt to go in your absence then.
Keep you posted, Breakers.
Yeah, keep us posted on what Keith says, please.
Yes, I need to know that. That's it for us. The Drive is next. We'll see you guys tomorrow.